Matt, I just wanted to ask you what the advantages are of rotating at that safety spot next to Devin between Tavon, Duron, and Patrick.
Well, I think, you know, what we're going to try to do is get as many of the guys out on the field that we think can put us in good situations and help us, you know, be in a good, solid, fundamental defense versus whatever situation comes up that we're seeing. So certainly we have some guys in the secondary position at the safety position that we want to get on the field and, you know, have a role here on defense, and being able to get those guys out on the field in different looks and situations certainly is something that we're trying to do. So I think it's, you know, a blessing for us to have those types of guys that we can get out on the field and, you know, give us different looks and different multiplicity when they're out there.
Matt, how much, how extensive is their Wildcat package, and what stress does that put on a defense?
Sure. I mean, I think obviously they, you know, they have a very good package with the skilled players and the offensive line that they have. They certainly are going to feature the running game, you know, with a player like McFadden, and then also, you know, if Jones-Drew is out on the field at the same time. You know, you certainly have a dual threat for run game, and now can really be threatened both on the inside and the outside edges of the run, you know, in the run game. You know, being that one of the coaches on their staff obviously is very familiar with us, Tony Soprano, and when he's on there with the Wildcat versions that we've seen from him in previous years, you know, we've got to be ready for all the different facets that that can involve. So it certainly will be a challenge for us to make sure we have it handled, we can recognize it, get to it, and defend it. I think, you know, McFadden does a great job when he's in control of it, and certainly, you know, ties into their aggressive blocking styles up front where they can, you know, run the ball really aggressively with that look.
Matt, I just wanted to ask you something. Well, one of the topics that we talked about a lot going into the year was the new rules concerning how defensive backs would be able to play and how physically they'd be able to be with receivers in the secondary. And I'm wondering if there might have been almost a positive effect to that, in that defensive backs have been forced to play with better technique. Is that something that you have noticed at all through a couple of weeks here?
Well, I mean, I think we're always trying to coach our players to play within the rules and the way that the rules are stated. So there's really, there's been no change as far as that's concerned. We're trying to always play with good technique. We're trying to be disciplined with our, you know, with our fundamentals, our footwork, our hand placement. You know, we're always trying to coach it the right way in the way that it is in the rules. So for us, you know, nothing has really changed there. We're trying to play disciplined, and we're trying to play with good technique as always, you know, in the secondary with the linebacker position and really all positions, all points of emphasis, whatever it is. We're just trying to coach it the way that, you know, the rules are written and interpreted. So we're certainly trying to make sure we can eliminate as much of those as possible.
Afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Good, sir. How about you?
Oh, good. Thank you for asking. Hey, Coach, wanted to ask you about Chandler. Has he done even more this preseason and the early part of the season in terms of his progression that you might even be thinking of employing him in different ways that might carry the defense to another level?
Well, I think, you know, obviously with Chandler, I think he's just still a young player that's maturing in the league. I think he's trying to work hard every week to improve, you know, his play style and his fundamentals. And certainly we're trying to make sure that we are putting ourselves and putting our players in the best possible position week in, week out. And whatever that particular position is, you know, that's what those guys are being asked to do. And whether it's Chandler or Rob or Gerard or Vince or, you know, Dante, anybody across the board, I think week in, week out, we're trying to put those guys in a good position to help us win. And I think, you know, Chandler certainly did a great job last week of trying to help us in that facet and you know, putting us in some good situations. But certainly, you know, moving forward for this week, we're obviously very concerned with the you know, the complexity of the Raiders offense and the problems that they pose to us. So certainly they have a very big, strong, powerful offensive line, which will be a huge challenge for us up front, and trying to work towards a quarterback that is doing an excellent job of not taking the negative plays, not allowing himself to be sacked, and getting out of the pocket when there's trouble. So it'll certainly be a very, very you know, disciplined game for us to kind of make sure we can control the quarterback, control the run game, and obviously the passing game.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Stacey. Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you about Beasley. I guess how impressive you've been that he's been able to sort of make up for lost time and contribute, and secondly, how has he been able to do that?
Well, I think, I think he's still got a lot of work ahead of him. I think he's trying to still get a grasp of everything we're doing defensively and make the transition, and he's certainly working hard. I think that's the biggest thing I'll say is for Dominique is, he works extremely hard at the game. Like all of our guys do, he's falling right in line with that attack the game every day mentality and study, work hard to improve the fundamentals and the skill sets that we're asking him to do. And that's really what we're looking for right now. I mean, I think he's got some great guys to follow in shoes of, like Vince and Chandler and Rob with the front and Gerard. And I think he's, trying to learn how to be a professional and fall in line with those guys and how we attack each week. So that's certainly where we're at with him. We're trying to, get him better every week, and he's certainly taking that challenge and trying to, rise to that the best he can. But again, I mean, I think it's obviously it's a different challenge each week for us, and, this will be another big one with certainly another big offensive line that we've got to deal with. So I think he's got to just keep trying to improve his fundamentals and his techniques, keep working hard, and that's what we're really looking for.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good, thanks. I was just curious your impressions of Derek Carr from watching film in his first two games.
I mean, great question. I mean, obviously this guy's doing a good job of running their offense as a rookie quarterback and someone who's really been able to come in and make some good adjustments in the game and also try to put his team in good position to be successful out on the field. I think he's really done a good job of studying what opponents are doing against him. He's a smart guy. He's a great athlete. He's very fast. He's got a good strong arm. So he certainly can do a lot of things back there that can cause you, the defense to be under duress for the game. So you really have got to be very disciplined and make sure that, you don't get beat not only with his arm, but, with his legs if he's out of the pocket. And then also, he's doing a good job of making sure the offense is getting into the right particular plays. He'll take a lot of, plays and change them based on the looks and things like that that they're seeing from the defense. So he's doing a good job of, trying to get the ball to the guys that, are going to make plays for him. So certainly I think he's done a great job of trying to handle that offense as a young quarterback. And, it's a different system, but you're seeing a lot of the good things that he was doing as a college player now transfer into the NFL. So certainly be a big challenge for us there with that position, along with the run game, which is, obviously led by two very good running backs. And then, another guy that's a key for them offensively would be Reese, who's kind of a multiple player form, can line up in the backfield or also split out into different positions. So he'll certainly be a target for them that Carr has relied on quite a bit.